Good morning, Arizona homeowners. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. This is your soft weekend wake-up call where we get you started every single Saturday morning here at my house, Rosie on the House. In the 7 o'clock hour, we just talk about things that make your week and weekend great in the great state of Arizona. I'm here with my sweet dear wife, Miss Jennifer. Thank you, darling, for coming down every Saturday morning.
Hey, good morning.
Kind of been a tradition here for about 27 years, so we appreciate y'all tuning in. Romy, my son, is here as well. We've got a special guest in the studio I'll introduce you to in just 1 minute. But what we'd like people to know is we're here in the 7 o'clock hour recently, within the last couple months. The show's been expanded to 4 hours. And in the 7 o'clock hour, we just like to make it a soft weekend wake-up. And we'll talk about anything that we're interested in. We'll talk about anything you're interested in. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation and tell us something particularly interesting that you're doing with your family or in, out, and about, and around the state of Arizona. We'd love to hear from you. At the 8 o'clock hour, we have the outdoor show hosted by my son, Romy Romero, where we take questions on landscape and gardening. 9 o'clock hour is generally an open hour, but we've got a special dignitary coming in this morning. We have the director of the Registrar of Contractors, recently appointed by our new governor, Doug Ducey. He, the director, will be in, and we'll be talking about things he's been doing just since he hit office a couple months ago. He's been a busy guy, so we'll be talking about the Registrar of Contractors and what that agency does for Arizona homeowners. We'll be taking open calls the 9 o'clock hour about anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about flying rats. Yes, pigeons. Pigeon control. And roof rats with a special guest that will be coming in and talking about that topic. The article in the Arizona Republic this morning is all about going green. Is it worth it? It's a great read, so make sure you pick up a copy of the newspaper and read it. The going green really can be a little misleading. A lot of marketing departments get a hold of their product, want to attach themselves to the green movement, and it's called green washing, and they try and make their product into a green product just merely by marketing propaganda. All right, with all that said, I'd like to bring in our special guest that I've dragged into the studio this morning. Jennifer and I, generally on Friday nights, it's an early evening for us. We generally don't go out. We're at the house eating an early dinner, going to bed early. Alarm goes off about 4:30 on Saturday morning, and we're up and at 'em. And last night, we're at dinner at home, and we're privileged to have our youngest daughter, Miss Carol Grace, home from a recent trip. And we start talking about this trip, and it hits me about halfway through the conversation. This would make great radio. We need to get Carol up early, get her down to the radio station, and talk about her recent trip. So she has recently returned from, they call that Middle America, right? Not South America.
Central.
It's Central America. Okay. And I asked her, I said, in the couple trips she's taken before, I've asked her when she got home, how much American guilt complex do you have?
Well, that's a hard one. When you return to the States from being in a different country, just realizing that running water and eating vegetables and all of these things that we take for granted on an everyday basis, not everyone else can do that. And it's really, really humbling to realize that.
Well, I've seen it. You've made several trips. You've been to Costa Rica. You've been to Slovakia. And this most recent trip to Guatemala. It's actually, I think, you mentioned last night, it's the first of the places you've been you'd like to return to.
Yes, sir. I would love to go there next year and the year after. I kind of fell in love with it.
All right. So she goes to Costa Rica a few years ago. Jennifer and I are pretty much okay with that. Then she wants to go to Eastern Europe the following year. She goes to Slovakia. I'm okay with that, I guess. And then she wants to go to Guatemala, and so Jennifer and I start doing a little due diligence on Guatemala because I've heard just secondhand, thirdhand, that it's a kind of a tumultuous a country in unrest, maybe. So I do a little web search on Guatemala, and I'm reading through travel advisories of, you know, if you go, go in a group, don't get separated, but use precaution, know where the U.S. Embassy is, but, you know, kind of like, seriously?
We had to really keep him away from the movies, huh, Carol? That's that one that's...
Taken.
Yeah. Taken 1, 2, and 3. Those were off limits during the last 6 months.
Yeah, we watched that before you went to Slovakia, and I thought, you know what? I'm not Liam Neeson, so don't get taken. I won't be able to find you. So I, at Jennifer's urging, contact our church leaders who are organizing the trip, and I find out, well, we really are pretty sure it's safe. It's the first time we're going down there in 10 years because it hasn't been safe. So I'm thinking, well, do I tell Jennifer this part of this story or do I just go or do I just tell her they think it's safe? What kind of pre-trip warnings did they set you up with?
Well, we were told that the girls would walk in the middle and the guys would walk around us. And shout out to them. They took care of us the whole time. They told us to just always be aware of what's going on around you and to never give out your full name.
Your full name?
Yes, sir.
What's critical about that?
If you give your full name out, they can use that when crossing the border and saying, oh, I'm going to go visit my cousin, Carol Romero, in Arizona.
And, I see.
And
okay.
They tell you not to do that.
Okay. So don't give your last name.
And never be alone. Stay in groups, like you were saying.
Okay. So we take her to Sky Harbor Airport, and we board her with how many? 13 others?
Correct.
13 other team members.
Yes, sir.
And they're off and away, and you land in?
In Houston about 2 hours later. We're all really excited and pumped for the trip. We're sitting there in the terminal, and we have about an hour to kill. When a sign comes up on the prompter that says, your flight has been moved 3 hours later. And so we're like, okay, it's just 3 more hours to kill in the Houston airport. We can find something to do. So we're playing games and just being silly. And then again, the announcement says 3 hours even later.
Oh, boy.
We're like, okay, that just means a little bit later. A little bit later that we land in Guatemala City. That's kind of an issue, but we'll figure it out when we get there. Because originally we had planned on staying in Guatemala City the first night that we arrived. And then driving out to the city.
You're going to a city. What's the name of it? I can't pronounce it.
Quetzaltenango.
Quetzaltenango.
That's the final destination, yeah.
Several hours outside of Guatemala City. So
about a five-hour bus ride, yeah.
You're supposed to land there in the evening, spend the night. They'll pick you up and take you the next morning. Now this spend the night there has all been spent in Houston Hobby Airport.
Correct. It's finally around 9 o'clock that we realize that the prompter has said flight has been canceled. We do not have another Guatemala flight until Thursday. So we have 3 days now to kill in Houston, Texas.
So talk about that. What kind of travel advisory warnings would you give people traveling to Houston?
I will say that I felt more unsafe in Houston, Texas than I ever did in Guatemala City.
Which airport were you at, Hobby or Bush?
Bush.
Hobby.
Yeah, I got two answers there.
I think you were at Hobby. You're international? Okay. All right.
Because around Bush, I mean, you're kind of out in the outskirts. Hobby? Yeah, I wouldn't walk from the airport to the hotel in Hobby.
Well, the interesting thing about that is just the week before, Rachel, who was here from Germany and had been to Tbilisi.
Well, she's been to Azerbaijan. Yeah. She's been to Hungary, Poland. Where was she all last summer in Northeast Europe? All the Balkan states, right on the very western boundary of Russia.
Well, she texted us this week and said she had been in Atlanta, and she felt more unsafe there than any of the places she'd been in Europe.
Atlanta and Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was it about Houston that made you so nervous?
It's just, wow. It's just a little crazy, a little shady. They put us up in a hotel for those 3 days.
And
I would guess.
Some advice for you, Carol. Nobody wants to live by an airport, so no matter what airport in a big city you are, it's always going to be shady around the airport.
Valid.
Generally speaking, yes.
She said they saw drug deals in the parking lot, but hey, you see that at school, so I don't know.
Unfortunately, you can't see that at school.
So they put us up in this hotel, and that kind of looked something like something out of a horror film, because all the doors were red and it was just a little creepy looking. But there was strange noises going off all night, and we lived off of $12 a day meal plans that the airport has supplied for us. That we
$12 a day.
I'm sorry, $21 a day. So
okay. So what kind of meals were you enjoying? You weren't driving over to Papado's.
No, but we were enjoying Circle K Hot Pockets.
Oh man. In a Motel 6 microwave.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, baby.
If that's not gourmet, I don't know what is.
Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
All right. So we spend a couple days in Houston. I get calls from the leader. Do you know anyone in Houston? Do you know any care organizations? Do you know any place that can use 14 volunteers? So I contact a couple of my buddies that live and are familiar with Houston, and we put a couple places together. Apparently, y'all did find some place to go volunteer while you're killing time.
The first day, we just spent killing in the hotel. But on the second day, a flood relief program contacted us and said that they could use 14 people to help register how damaged homes were. So that was our second day.
A lot of flooding in the Houston area the last 6 months. So y'all get there. What does that work look like?
My group was sent to an elderly couple's home to help them move out furniture to dry. So.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, when we get back, we want to talk a little bit about the trip to Guatemala and some significant and some funny moments, some of the meals and some of the lessons learned by my daughter, my baby daughter, our baby daughter, Carol Grace Romero, recently returned from where?
Quetzaltenango.
Quetzaltenango. Can you say that, Mike? Huh? Can you say that? No, he can't say
it. He opened his mouth. That's as far as he got.
Hey, when we get back, it's Carol Grace Romero on her trip to Guatemala. And you, if you'd like to join the conversation, if you've traveled and have found places here in the continental United States that are a little scarier than where you were headed, let's hear about it. 1-888-767-4348.